thing that was very interesting when we talk about their Jewish education, you know, of just how ritualistic it was, and you know, just you know, how would I put it? You know, you learned a little bit of Hebrew and a little bit of Bible.
Well, learned a lot of Hebrew.
But yes.
But, well, you were the one who opened and closed the shul.
Yeah, but you didn't learn. I mean, you learned ritual.
You didn't actually understand what you were doing?
Very little.
I'm absolutely floored.
Now, here is something really crazy, and I'm sure I was not unique in this regard. That I was, you know, we learned nothing of any consequence of Jewish history other than what's in, you know, sort of, you know, what might be in the Bible. But you didn't learn, you know, Jewish history, you know, through, you know, the Spanish Inquisition and this, so on and so forth, leading up, you know, to the Holocaust, whatever. You knew, Gornish on this stuff.
Gornish? Yeah. What's that mean?
Gornish, nothing.
Now, multilingual.
I remember going to the musical, because it was always the Rotary would put on musicals in Sydney once a year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The musical was Cabaret. Okay. I'm sitting there with Mom, and of course Cabaret is based in Berlin, you know, in the early 30s. And I'm basically in shock. Like, what is this? By that time, I could have been 14 years old or whatever. I had no exposure. There was no talk in our community.
Also well read.
Okay, I don't doubt that. But I don't think I was all that unique.
Well, it's not what the other people say.
But imagine, you know, going to Cheder for all those years, living in a very Jewish household, kosher household, so on and so forth, and no one ever said, boo, there was a Holocaust and there was a Nazis. I mean,
how old were you?
I could have been 14 years old.
Yeah, so that was so different for me.
Okay.
Amazingly different.
Yeah.
Why? Young Judea.
Okay.
See, I went to camps.
Yeah, that's right, and I didn't.
I went to Young Judea camps. Starting when I was 9, I went every year because I really liked them.
Yeah.
And where I got my education, really, was at Young Judea camps.
Yeah.
And in Young Judea.
But don't forget the time difference here. Because it wasn't until about 1960 that in North America, Jews began to pay attention to the Holocaust. Holocaust was something, and what happened to Jews at that time was so, and you know, how survivors were handled and so on and so forth. It was like, that's over with, that's done, let's not talk about it. Okay? And then coming into the early 60s, all of a sudden the conversation, as Jews became in North America more settled, more affluent, whatever, less worried about, you know, the anxiety of anti-Semitism and so on and so forth at the Pride.
Yeah, the Eichmann trial in 62 or 1.
Right. And it changed dramatically. But in my time...
Mom's the word, huh?
Yeah, it was not talked about. And I don't think Glace Bay was different, okay? It was a backwater, no question. But there was a phenomena throughout North America that, you know, it's very common in terms of Jewish historiography in North America to talk about this. It occurred in Israel as well, interestingly enough. That it took for a very long time for the community to be ready in all sorts of different ways to resume that conversation.